Here we go. My next guest, Sally's a powerful guy. Mike Otis formed Double O in his Byron Center, Michigan home back in 1997. Remember those days? Simple philosophy of creating a workspace, a workplace that people love and building the business around them. Of course, Double O is now one of the largest commercial glazing, window, and door businesses in Michigan. And why are we talking about this? Because a pretty cool recent fabrication facility is up and growing in a very unique area. So I throw it to you. Mike Otis, good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for taking a few minutes with me.
Let's see. It'll take more than a few minutes. You know you deserve that. Your business, Double O, have anything to do with the last name Otis?
It absolutely does. My wife and I blended two families together, our two families, 23 years ago. My kids are Otis, her kids are O'Brien, and so our family was jokingly referred to as the Double O Clan. And as time went on, we needed to figure out a way to spend more time working with the kids instead of away from them to support that large of a clan. And so we formed a company and thought it made sense to name it after our family.
Very nice. Thank you for that testimony. Well, we want to talk some specifics and how you are giving back to the community. Forbes did name you to a fifth annual list of 25 small giants in 2020. So that's a good thing for this year. First of all, in your words, tell me about the business Double O does.
Well, we do, as you said, commercial glazing, window and door. And what that means is some people say, what's glazing? It has nothing to do with donuts. It has to do with installing glass. So when you see a large commercial project and it has a lot of glass in it, we might well be the guys who put it there.
Yet when you outgrew your shop in 2014, Mike, you looked to where you could offer the greatest impact on the community in terms of jobs and architectural improvement. Where did you move?
We moved to, at that point, to the corner of Madison and Cottage Grove. But the real point was we moved to the 49507 zip code area in Grand Rapids, which has been historically one of the most economically distressed neighborhoods in Grand Rapids. And we really were very intentional in doing that. We felt like it was important that we ask, like, if we're going to need to invest in a really large project, where can we go where it's going to have an impact on a community, not just be another metal box in another industrial park somewhere? And so we sought out that neighborhood and we looked around. I remember asking the head of a nonprofit that serves that area. I said, what does this area really need the most? And he said, well, that's easy, jobs. But, well, shoot, I'm trying to grow a company and I need to hire people. So what a great combination. And so we were in that building for about 4 years. And we also shared that with a nonprofit that was serving the community. They do amazing work. That building is today labeled as the Grand Rapids Center for Community Transformation. And then at that point, after 4 years, we realized one of us had to go. We were both growing too much. Yeah. And we just couldn't fit there. I felt like it was really critical that those guys stayed in that location because of the service they offer there. And so we moved about a half a mile away, but still in the same neighborhood, and found another building on South Division that we could also bring an architectural improvement to, as well as move our company in and continue to create even more jobs.
So expand on that. What are you learning from this experience? What insight do you have that might help other manufacturers and professionals in West Michigan?
Well, one of the things that we learned through this move was just because I'm passionate about something doesn't necessarily mean my entire team would be. And so I've really learned the importance of casting a vision to the entire team so that everyone understands why we're doing what we're doing, why we chose that neighborhood, why we, you know, are seeking to create jobs specifically within that community. Just because it matters to me doesn't mean it's going to matter as much to those that are in a position to train and develop and mentor the workers that we hire. So it's really important to cast that vision out and help everyone understand and see the vision as well.
Well, and speaking of vision, I know many manufacturers focus solely on improving their bottom line. Your philosophy seems to be different. I see your stated purpose is to grow a company where people love to work. And here's that's, you know, what we're talking about.
Yeah, that really is. And that was really had a lot to do with why we were listed on Forbes' list of small giants out of the entire nation. They chose us as one of 25. So that was a real honor. But something that we recognized long ago and have really focused on for a long time is the importance of growing a company where people love to work. And part of what's behind that is that Gallup poll came out with a survey not too many years ago where they recognized 85% of everyone, this is a global survey, 85% of everyone hated their jobs. And yet we spend most of our time going to work. How can it be that most of us just don't like the majority of our lives? That just doesn't seem right. And so that really became kind of a bit of what was behind saying, hey, how do we fix this? How do we create a place where people are respected, where people are listened to and appreciated, and where people really love going to work? I mean, could we imagine a world where you get up Monday morning, go, man, I'm excited to get back to work, instead of Friday, like, man, I'm excited to get to the weekend? So that's what we really try to do, and we continue to try to do. And so that informs the decisions we make when our leadership team is faced with, like, what do we do, A or B? You know, we might ask, well, how does this influence that? That really matters a lot to us. We're very, very passionate about that.
Weren't you also, Mike, didn't Inc. magazine name you to its annual list of the fastest growing companies in the U.S. for 3 straight years?
Yeah, they did. And it's kind of ironic because it almost seems on the surface as though being a small giant and being on Inc.'s 5,000 list is contradictory. Small giants talk about the need or the decision to stay small and stay quality as opposed to, growth. And yet Inc. is all about growth. In fact, Small Giant specifically says that they list organizations who have a commitment to purpose, people, and culture, those three things, as opposed to growth. But for us, one of our key values is growth, because something we've recognized is that we can't provide good opportunities for people's career if we don't grow. As we all go through our career, we learn more and more, we get more experience, we seek greater opportunities. Oftentimes, the only way to really express that and to find success is to move from one company to another. And we just felt like that's not a good solution. And so we just said, well, what if we could instead continue to grow, create more opportunities so that our people, as they grow, can move up to new opportunities? And so we've been able to do that. And so all of the key leaders in our company, or almost all, are people that have come from within the company and often began at a very entry-level position.
Yes. Lastly, before I ask for contact information, I know 00 specializes in commercial glazing, unlike the donut, windows and doors. Where do we see examples of your work?
Recently, we replaced all of the windows in the Amway Grand Pantland portion of the project, so the old historic building. That's one example. Down in the Hartside District of Grand Rapids, many of the old buildings there that have been renovated have our windows in it. We do an awful lot of historic projects. Another example would be the Studio Park development that got a lot of attention in that neighborhood. We were very involved in that. So really, just about any place where you see a lot of glass going in a building, we might well be there.
So how are you doing with COVID?
You know, it's definitely been a challenge, but it hasn't been too bad for us. We were blessed to be able to have some jobs that were deemed essential, and so those jobs had to continue. For instance, the offices of the Department of Health and Human Services and a state police project. So those jobs had to continue, and therefore some of our people had to continue to work. And the one victory for me in that is that many of our people came to us and said, I'm uncomfortable with this exposure, and I think I should I think I should go on layoff. And so we laid them off. And a number of our people came to us and said, I need to work. Like, don't lay me off. It'll kill me. And so we didn't lay them off. And it turns out that the exact number of people we needed to keep our projects moving forward were the number of people that wanted to continue to work. So we didn't have to make decisions for anyone else. We were able to offer them the thing that they wanted. which I was really pleased with. So, and now when the governor released construction back, if I recall, it was May 7th, we called everyone back, and we've got everybody working full steam ahead.
Including you, Mike Otis. How do we find out more information about Double O?
Well, you can get online at www.OINC.com for Double O Inc. Double O Incorporated, or call 616-878-3998.
Great. Thanks for what you do and how you do it and giving us advice on how to do it. Enjoy you and yours. Be safe.
Thank you.